There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, fuckers, what up? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. We're from Guys We Fuck, the anti-slut-shaming podcast.
If you're wondering where we went, we're only on Luminary, but we wanted to play for you a clip of today's bonus episode with subject lines such as a Will Ferrell-themed proposal and a cheap ring. Ugh. And receive sketches of my future husband from a psychic artist and I took them too seriously. That's just two of the juicy subject lines that you're gonna get in today's bonus episode.
Yeah, these bonus episodes are super fun. We're doing them during the pandemic to keep you guys entertained. They come out on Mondays. If you're interested in hearing the whole episode, you're gonna head over to Luminary Podcasts, plural, because there's many of them, .com, and you can get a subscription to all the great podcasts on Luminary for as little as $2.99 a month. Enjoy the episode. So this next one is received sketches of my quote future husband from a psychic artist and I took them too seriously.
Oh my god, I need to call
this
a psychic.
This
That's
sounds
so cool.
Like something we would do.
Yep.
You know, as I was like, one thing to do if you're bored is just reread the pattern over and over and over again.
I mean, my eyes are blurry.
There's so much stuff. Oh, your eyes are blurry now? Like what happened to me? So yeah. Now I feel like less crazy because mm-hmm. I was like, do I have to get these blue light blockers?
Wendy came over my apartment the other day with blue light gorgeous glasses and they're like, yeah, they're blue light blockers. I'm like, oh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I saw them like I think Drew Barrymore had them on Instagram and I was like, oh, maybe I need to get those. Hi Corinne and Christina, I've been a loyal listener since 2015 and I love you both so much. I have seen your stand up a couple of times now, JFL Montreal, Laugh Boston, and most recently I saw Corinne at New York Comedy Club this past January. Remember stand up?
Yeah.
I've learned and laughed so much these past 5 years, so thank you for the work that you do. Anyway, I'm surprised I've never written in before, but I've been too afraid to write in because I haven't wanted to get ripped apart by you both,
girl,
in response.
You know us well.
We do it to be helpful. But that said, I am ready now. I am ready to be ripped apart and receive objective advice from you.
It's only because we love you.
That said, let's get into it. I mean, like at this point, if you write in and you expect us to be nice, like you're listening to another podcast. We just have an inside jokes podcast. Just me and you doing just an inside joke back and forth tennis.
Well, I feel like the people who listen to Guys We Fucked, especially on Luminary, like they get us so much that they could probably guess who the joke is.
Yeah, so I was actually expecting to get yelled at a lot after today's episode, and then I was like, oh, that's right. It's like only people who understand us, so they're not going to get mad until this leaks into the mainstream. I'm a 27-year-old female who lives in Boston. I am confident, hardworking, and I'm often the sounding board for my friends.
Ooh.
But right now I feel a little bit lost because I'm coming to realize that I give my friends and family much better advice than I give myself. Story of our lives.
Yep.
Which is why I am reaching out for help. I have a hard time stepping back and seeing the big picture sometimes. The pattern says I have a rare quality where I can see both the small picture and the big picture.
That is
so
rare.
This is great, guys. The area of my life that I feel most lost in is my love life. I was in a relationship for 3 years that ended about 2 years ago, and honestly, I think it took me a long time to get over him. The reason I broke up with him is because I felt like I lost myself, what I wanted. In addition, we were very codependent. I am honestly surprised we didn't break up earlier, but it is what it is. Therefore, I've spent the past 2 years happily single and working on myself, my health, and my career.
Sounds good. I am now
getting to the point where I want to seriously date someone again so I can also start to build a future with someone. I am also at this time in my life where many of my friends are moving in with boyfriends, girlfriends, and I want what they have. Okay, well, put on blinders to that. That's not a good reason. I feel whole and I feel like I have so much to offer in a supportive and healthy relationship. See, you've already gone too far in the direction of healing yourself. So I would say you got to damage yourself a little more and then someone will want you. So this is a common 27-year-old mistake. One of the things I did so far over quarantine was one day I just sat for like 30 minutes and thought about all all the books I've read to make me a better partner, and how I've literally never seen a man reading such a book. Can you imagine? I am lonely right now, not just because of quarantine, but I have a lonely, scared feeling about getting into a relationship because I just have a hard time believing anyone would actually want to be with me.
You're not healed.
Also, Corona isn't allowing exploration in this area. Mm-hmm. I feel like there is something wrong with me sometimes because I am independent, have a hard time being vulnerable, and don't ask for help when I need it. What is this, me? Men in the past have called me mysterious, interesting, and charming. And don't define yourself by what other people call you. And so they stick around to figure me out. But then once I'm falling for them and vulnerable with them, they don't stay to love me for me. Oh, I see the problem here. Okay. And so I feel like I have to be independent and not vulnerable. But at the same time, I feel like these aspects of myself will hurt a future serious partner. I mean, yeah, because I mean, like, so it's like you're not a mysterious person. You're just a closed off person. And so like people fall in love with a mysterious person and like they're falling in love with someone who isn't you.
Yeah. They're like, falling in love with somebody who's closed off. And then when they realize that, they're like, oh, I don't like that.
Yeah. You definitely like should. I'm just giving advice in like parts just because it's long and I'm gonna forget, but like you don't want to give all of yourself in the beginning. That's a common like heterosexual woman mistake. We like overgive, but also like you need to present yourself honestly, but you just present yourself honestly piece by piece.
Yeah Don't pull a me and just say, here are all the great things on day one.
Yeah. So I think that's what it's like.
Let them learn about you.
You come off as like a mysterious, you know, person. And like that is a character trait, but it's not one that you actually possess. Anyway, flash forward to this week when my roommate said that she bought a sketch of her, quote, future husband done by a psychic artist through Etsy. I love that whole sentence. God. Whitest sentence that's ever been written into the podcast. I honestly thought this was so funny, but shamelessly, I was curious what my future husband would look like. So I ordered a sketch from one woman psychic artist.
That's a great business idea, even if you're not fucking psychic.
Oh my God. You just do anything. Yeah. And I received the picture below labeled psychic sketch. Number one, he basically just looks like every dude in Boston.
Yeah, no shit. I don't know if this lady's
psychic. She's a Boston area psychic, psychic drawer. So I was like, whatever, this is lame. But then I was looking on Etsy and there was a different vendor who offered quote, more accurate sketches according to the thousands of reviews that he had. This is so ridiculous. So then I bought a sketch. I would love to know the price too from that vendor as well so I could compare and see what kind of guy he drew.
You could have been working on yourself instead of ordering psychic drawings of your future person.
Jesus. I then received the picture attached below labeled psychic sketch 2. Oh, for listeners who cannot see the photo, this second sketch looks like an angsty teenager with a weird chin strap. I didn't even see it yet and I'm already laughing. The vendor also said we will meet in 17 months. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I know I shouldn't have taken these sketches so seriously, but both of the readings and pictures were not similar at all, which makes me feel like maybe I won't have a future partner who makes me understand.
Girl, the psychics are full of shit.
Well, are you being serious right now? It's You're too old to be acting like
what
this.
What the fuck?
It means that you got, girls. That's what it means.
Stop feeling bad for yourself.
Alfred's crying right now because you got. The fuck are you telling me that you're gonna have a partner who's gonna understand you?
Stop feeling bad for yourself and be the person you want to date.
Oh my Lord. What are you? It's not even feeling bad. It's just like
she knew we were gonna rip into her and she was right.
Yeah, girl, you got scammed.
Alfred's really upset.
Dispute that charge. Okay. You okay, Alfred? I know. She shouldn't have bought one.
She bought two, Alfred.
Let alone two. So I can continue this. I'm going to pee my pants. Okay. So I know I shouldn't have taken these sketches so seriously, but both of the readings and pictures were not similar at all, which makes me feel like maybe I won't have a future partner who makes me feel understood and accepted.
That's not the conclusion, man.
And also, what's the point of dating if I am not going to meet anyone for another 17 months? This is why you got to...
Dude.
You guys...
Girl, pick your fucking self up. Put your goddamn big girl pants on and get out there.
This is literally why even on like the professional psychics of California hotline commercial, they say like the primary reason, like psychic hotlines.
People are lost and they don't know what to fucking do, and they want people to tell them what to do.
But like, also like as far as like how you're filing in the government, it's filed under entertainment. Like, and they're very clear about that. It's not even a secret. So please fucking keep that in mind. Like, Christine and I love psychics and like all this kind of stuff, but like, that's not the only thing we do.
Everything with a grain of salt that everyone says to you.
Yeah. So
even us.
So also, what's the point of dating if I am not going to meet anyone for another 17 months or anyone at all? Well, I'll get you in a second, Alfred. I don't want to be single.
Tiny violins blasting.
For another year and a half or forever. I want to be social and have fun and feel understood. And if I had a nickel for every time I said, I don't want to be, this next relationship's going to be the last.
It always is, right?
I'm mad at myself for being upset about this, but I just need some advice. I also attached a pic of myself.
Oh, that one, the first one, that guy's hot. The second one just looks like,
looks like a character from Daria. Like, you got so hard in the second one. It's actually hilarious.
The first one looks like he uploaded a picture of an actual person into an app that turns it into a drawing.
God, we need to get into this business.
This guy's hot.
We need to get into this business real hard.
Yeah, I bet we would really sell some stuff too. If we just fucking guessed. Yeah, well, I mean, girl, your problem is why would anybody want to date me? If you are listening to this and you are single and a thought that you have in your head is why would anybody want to date me? They're not going to want to date you with that fucking attitude. Okay, let me tell you that. I am single and I have been, I don't know, for a while. And I feel so whole. I cannot tell you enough. And I'm not saying this to brag. I'm saying this because it's possible. You know what I mean? Like, I
do know what you mean, Christina.
I discovered that Corinne's not the only one who could feel good about herself. You can too.
Cat's out of the bag.
I know. You should sell that on Etsy. You should just breathe into a bottle and then jar it up and sell it on Etsy. So you are not ready to be dating, motherfucker. And it's not like, in 27 months, you'll be ready. No, just look inside yourself and figure out what qualities you don't like about yourself and fix it. Because if you don't want to date yourself, who would? Who would?
Yeah, and also,
I want to date me.
I have a swimming pool in Florida I want to sell you.
Huh?
It's a saying for when people are gullible.
Oh.
Be like, I got a swimming pool in Florida I want to sell you.
Who do you know in Florida?
Yeah. Well, you just sounds like whatever. You just put a down payment on that pool, Christine. Yeah. I mean, the level of being gullible, Alfred, I'm gonna send you to this girl. There's a lot of.
And I like
27 is so young too. So
yeah,
like,
and you're cute as hell. You're sexy in your pic. You're fine. You just need to look. You need to be comfortable being alone. You're not yet.
Yeah,
because you'll know you're comfortable being alone when you're single and you stop comparing yourself to everybody else. At the same time, you could be genuinely happy for your friends that you care about for finding love or getting a gay or whatever the fuck they're doing.
That doesn't mean you can't make fun of them.
Oh, make fun of them behind their back. It's really fun. But also, you know, when you're not bitter and you can be in a place where you like you and it's fine. Like, I gotta say, I haven't been this happy, I don't think, my whole life. Whole fucking life, I haven't been this happy.
Wow,
I'm so fucking happy.
What a strong statement from Kid Hutch.
Yeah, and I haven't had sex in forever. I haven't, but I don't care. Like, I'm just so happy because I know myself now, and I would totally fucking date me.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the work you got to do.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And also, it's like, you know, kind of like the way, you know, I always recommend like doing psychedelics later in life. I also recommend saving a psychic for later in life, you know, when you're, say, 32, 33, 32, 34,
yeah.
And just really grasping at straws.
Yeah, do two to compare them. I support when you're 30.
But 27, girl, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
There's going to be a crystal ball in your living room before 30.
Well, I hope you guys like that excerpt of today's bonus episode of Guys We Fucked. Again, we're doing 2 a week through July to keep you company during the quarantine. If you want to listen to the whole thing in our back catalog, head on over to luminarypodcast.com.
Enjoy.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.